welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome, everybody, to episode 14.
Yay! Lucky number 14.
long time no speak.
Yeah. I'd say I'm getting tired of seeing your faces, but that would never be true.
Well, I'm all sweaty and gross tonight because I worked out right before I hopped on the call. You could see my mascara is like all running under my eyes, and I've got like sweaty bangs going on.
Good for you. So do you Pure Bar still?
I do. I just haven't had a chance to go in the last week.
So then do you work out at home? Like, what do you do?
So I would say before this summer, I'm a good worker outer, but like, I just kind of fell out of working out in general in June and haven't really gotten back into it. I'm trying to again. I have the 21 Day Fix Extreme video, like the Beachbody thing. So I've been trying to get back into that. But I hate workout videos. Like, they're not bad at all, but I'm not great at doing them. I need to like go out of the house and work out in order for it to be, I guess, more beneficial. But when I do get into the rhythm, it's not bad. I would say that I've done the 21 day fix, maybe four times. And I have only gotten through all 21 days once. And even then I skip some of the days because I'll do Pure Bar. So I'll skip the arm day and I'll skip the yoga day. So even then, I'm not really doing it. And I bought back in the spring, I bought the 22-minute hardcore one, Hardcorps or whatever it's called. And I've yet to do that. I don't know. I got to get back into working out. I'm getting a little bit doughy in the middle. So,
girl, I hear you. I'm always a little doughy in the middle. But yeah, no, I totally get
gulping
that.
Water right now, not wine for once. I have wine on the floor, but it's just...
Got to hydrate first.
Do you see me? I'm like bright red right now from working out. Like, I don't think I can touch a drop of anything for at least a half an hour. So, hey, this show might be less than 2 hours.
We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see where the night takes us. But yeah, no, I totally feel you on the exercise videos. I feel like I've been trying to do like YouTube yoga videos in the morning. Mainly sort of because working out is really expensive.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? And I did not just disappear off camera to suck my own dick this week. I was just pouring more water, which our fridge still hasn't come yet, which was supposed to be here yesterday.
What?
And then they called and said tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. But I told Jay, if it does not come tomorrow, we are canceling it and returning it. And we're going to California for a few days over the weekend through the middle of next week. So we can order it. And if it doesn't arrive for another week, it's nothing. Because I'm really pissed at Sears.
No, as you should. You should freaking complain. That is bullshit.
They didn't care. They gave us, I told you, a $65 credit. And you can only use it on Sears.com.
Wow. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Sorry. Fuck them. Back to yoga. Let's get back to the Zen place.
No, dude. Now I'm mad for you. That is messed
up. Isn't it?
So, like, what have you guys been doing? Like, you have a mini fridge, right? So you've been keeping everything in the mini fridge?
Yes, and we've had to throw out so many things. And so the mini fridge, you know, can only hold a certain amount of things. So we have, like, Zach's milk, my milk for coffee and whatever, the stuff from the Blue Apron. And last week while Jay was gone, I pretty much sustained on cheese and pepperoni and crackers every night. Cheese and pepperoni, and that's pretty much it.
Some things never change,
never do. So I mean,
at least you still got all your finger digits.
That's very true. That's right, we told that story on an earlier show, didn't we?
I believe we did.
So
yeah, and that bell was to let us know.
That bell, like, yeah.
Repeat story. Good deal. I was thinking of this to hearken back to what we were talking about last week. Shandy, I have a friend that's also doing the Stitch Fix.
Box. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And she kind of had the exact same experience you did with her first box.
Nice.
Like, she's like, yeah, nothing really fit.
That's reassuring.
But she's like, I'm still excited.
Yeah. So wait, has she only got her one first box?
She's only gotten her one.
Okay, so we're like at the same.
And ironically enough, she also does Blue Apron and also says it takes her an hour to do Blue Apron. So maybe you guys are not alone.
Well, Nick said on the Married Men show that he's been doing Blue Apron. I wonder how long it takes him to do it, because I tried to time myself yesterday and I was so proud that it took me an hour instead of an hour and like 20 minutes like they usually take me. Shame.
Not that I cook, but on the few occasions that I do, I think part of my thing is I get really like distracted. I like start doing something else, usually like leave things burning then, which is not good, but also like it's not fun to cut up a bunch of stuff. So like I'll just throw in distractions in the middle. So is that your problem or is it just the actual cutting?
No, like, I take forever to cut everything. I don't know. Yeah. They're like slicing off the stems off of the green beans, but there's like 1,000 green beans. It's not like you can line all them up and like cut the stems off in one fell swoop because they're all different lengths. And then you have to.
But you could do a couple at once.
Yeah, I do like three at once. But you know, when there's like 30 of them, it takes forever. And then you have to do the other sides. And then they want you to chop them, you know, in like quarter inch on the angle. You know, and then you got to do like all of them again. And it's a lot of steps, dude.
I find when I cook, actually doing, do you do all your prep work at the top? Because I find that did speed me up. I do all my prep.
That's what they had.
And then then I turn the oven on and then I start doing that.
No, they have you like wash and chop up all the produce and all the stuff before you actually, like if you have to boil water or something.
That was going to be my only, exception. If I'm boiling water.
Or preheat the oven or something, then they'll have you do that. But, you know, for the most part, it's, you know, they have you do all that stuff at the top. And it just takes me forever. Like, I don't know. I thought that I minced the garlic pretty quickly yesterday. I was super proud. But I don't know. I'm so tired, guys. Zach was up from midnight to 4 o'clock in the morning. And I feel like death because I essentially did not go to sleep until 4 a.m. And at one point it was like 2:30 and I was trying to get him to go to sleep in his bed and I was like crying. I was like, please, mommy just needs to get some sleep. I'm so tired. Please just go to sleep. And then that repeated itself every like half an hour until 4 o'clock.
So is he then like super tired during the day?
No, he's a 2-year-old boy. He has energy at all times of the day.
Yep.
Huh.
I don't know.
So,
I don't know. Anyway, this is super scintillating conversation. You guys probably Stitch Fitch. Whatever it's called. What else did your friend say, Amanda?
No, that was kind of it. Again,
I barely keep my eyes open. All right.
We're just,
Nothing like that. High energy show.
That's rough. Yeah, that's rough. Although I find, because I'm really like just busy at work and have a lot going on right now, and I find, that I end up like, I can't quiet my brain down. So I can't sleep that way. So it sort of feels wasteful because at least you're awake, like for a real reason that like your child needs you. Like I'm just lying in bed like, I'm really tired, but my body is saying otherwise.
Oh man, that's the worst.
Like I'm just like listing through my brain and like this just seems like a really big waste of my time. So yeah. I would much rather like, at least you're fighting the good fight.
Well, Shandy,
your son needs you.
You, right. That's very true. Mommy! Amanda, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Spaten Oktoberfest out of my Oktoberfest mug.
Nice.
That just worked out that way. I did not buy the Spaten, but I'm glad it's here. And I hope it's okay that I will probably finish it before we're done.
Well, cheers.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my brother met Tim Kaine today. The debate is happening at his college.
Oh no way.
He like posted a couple of pictures on Facebook with the two of them together. It's like, how fucking cool is that?
That is awesome. Very fun.
Yeah.
America's dad.
Yes.
I'm ill-informed because I don't know a whole lot about either of them.
Yeah. I actually, on my way home, I've started listening to the NPR Politics podcast, which I would very much recommend. They really do a really great job and they keep it really light and it's not too like, so a non-politico like myself doesn't feel overwhelmed. They just sort of present the information in a sort of digestible manner.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, they did sort of a quick preview of the debate and they sort of talked about just vice presidential debates in general and the two candidates. And yeah, it was interesting. Tim Kaine sounds like a pretty, like, just stand-up guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
As opposed to, anyway. Well, I was remembering presidential debates of years gone by, and I just remembering Sarah Palin. Do you guys remember when, when she debated Joe Biden? It's kind of funny. Anyway. Pew, pew. I'm reading Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, finally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, it took actually, so I'm, like, two-thirds of the way into it, I would say. And it took until very recently for me to actually get into it. But now I'm, like, really excited. I think I'll probably finish it after we record tonight. But I'm excited to talk to people about it once I'm done and they're done. And probably not on this podcast because I don't want to spoil anyone. But anyway. So, Colleen, you had started it, right?
Yeah, and I never finished it.
Well, I mean.
I finished it yet.
Right.
Again, I took 5 months to read one book.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah. You're just in the middle of it. It's fine.
Yes.
Ain't no shame.
Super easy book to read, to be fair, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, sometimes if you're just not feeling it for whatever reason, because you're not that into the book at that second, or because you have just so many other things to do, like...
Yeah, you have a life chasing after a two-year-old.
Yeah. I feel like a book has to be, like, really compelling for me to not want to put it down when I'm, like, super busy in life.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
no, understandable. But when you do finish it, we will talk about it. Have you read it, Amanda? / are you going to read it, if not?
No, I would like to. I have a small stack of books to get through. And I decided, so I went to a Harry Potter trivia last night. So that's, I was there before we logged on to the crossover episode last night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it just reminded me that it's really been a while since I have read the books. And I've decided maybe during Christmas break, when I have some real time off, I might start to read them again.
Nice. Like a reread of the whole series?
Like a reread of the whole series. I used to do that every like couple of years. I would, you know, read the whole way through. Because that's great. I don't know if you've ever done it that way, but you really get how interconnected all the stories are and how deep she got and really how she knew where she was going the whole time. Yeah.
Love it. I know.
Yeah. And it gives you a whole new appreciation for the series and in its entirety when you read it
definitely.
Start to finish.
Yeah. Now that's all, like, I don't just like pick up like book three and just like read it by itself. Like if I'm going to read them, I'm going to read them all the way through, but I don't do that very often because it's time consuming, but it's fun.
It's a commitment. Yeah. For sure.
Do you listen to, I think I've mentioned this on this podcast before. The Real Weird, God, that is hard to say. The Real Weird Sisters podcast. On their podcast, they're all...
You have mentioned them, and yes, I should check them out.
Because they're doing essentially a rereading of it, and they have read it a million times. But chapter by chapter, they're discussing it. And I'm listening to the podcast, but not rereading at the same time. Because you can do it either way. I think it's equally as fun either way. But yeah, a fun listen.
The problem with podcasts, that's the reason why I don't read as much anymore.
Right.
Because the majority of the time that I had sort of set aside for reading is now podcast listening time.
Yes. So
there is that sort of rock and hard place.
Well, see, I can only really listen to podcasts. I can't listen to anything like watch TV or listen to podcasts or something if I'm trying to do work. Like if I'm answering emails or if I'm trying to write something, like I need silence. I can't.
Same.
Yeah. So I would say that my book reading time has been replaced by internet surfing time and my listening to regular music time has been replaced by podcasts, not listening time. But
that's kind of a bummer too. I noticed that as well. That's sad.
I would say my listening to music time is when I need to concentrate on something. And then my, like, anytime that I have like free time but I'm not like sitting down is maybe podcast listening time, like if I'm on a walk or on a run or something.
Yeah.
And then if I'm like at home sitting down, then I try to maybe read instead of watch TV, but that doesn't always work.
Yeah. Don't you go to bed at like 8 o'clock at night, Shandy?
Well, I try. You'll see, like, sometimes I'll like post things or whatever at like 11 o'clock, but that probably means I've been in bed for an hour and a half. Like last night, for example, I like to get in bed and read. That's actually the best time.
But really, what do you do at 3 a.m., Shandy?
Right. I get up and I tweet oh my people.
I feel like we're like 15 minutes in here, 18 minutes in, and we bury the lead. So we did the crossover show last night.
Yes,
indeed we did.
So, okay, we're part of Jay and Jack Network. Please consider, we have like the Patreon page that they have. It's patreon.com/Jay and Jack. If you are a donor at the $5 or more level, then you get to get into the Facebook page or whatever, and you get to vote on their monthly Patron's Choice show. It's, you know, whatever topic you choose. So this month, we did a crossover with the Married Man show, and we thought it was going to be, as Chris in Boston said, a, quote, rolling dumpster fire, unquote. I would say that it actually went really great.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
I had a blast, too. And we managed to do it, keep it in under an hour and a half for eight of us on the show with, like, six things of feedback or whatever it was. My 3 a.m. reference is from that. All right, here's a little preview. I won't tell you how we answered it, because you should become a patron and you'll get access to it. I think we're going to post the video too in the Facebook page, but the person that wrote in said that they awoke to their wife flicking the bean at 3 a.m. and, you know, didn't quite know how to react to it.
And I was totally thinking of Trump when you said that.
And I took it somewhere else.
Where did you take it?
The email from earlier that we were deciding that we were not going to.
Oh no.
I thought you were trying to.
No, that wasn't a part of the Patron's Choice show. I'm talking just that. So,
oh my God.
Between eight of us, and everybody had a different opinion on what advice for the guy. So I would say become a patron, and you can hear what we all had to say, because I thought it was really great.
That was really great. I can't believe I forgot about that.
I can't believe you did too.
Great to Trump.
We also learned about
refresher.
I was in Harris Teeter yesterday, our local grocery store, and they had blue cheese stuffed olives, which are like my jam when it comes to martinis, as you know.
Yeah, that's
Amanda.
The good stuff.
Yeah. And I almost bought them, but and I realized
a gin martini.
I realized
that's how it was invented.
I realized I did not have any vodka, because I don't have gin. And
oh,
it's disgusting.
Great. Not a problem. No vodka.
No vodka. No problem.
No vodka. No problem.
But I thought to myself, self, put it down. You know, I have to go to California this week. The vodka martini will only bloat you up, and it'll take you like 3 days to unbloat. So let's not do that. So next week when we record, and I don't have to go anywhere. We are gonna martini up, girls, ladies. Get your
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
let's do that
next week. Everybody, get a martini and super excited.
I'll have champagne or something. And
oh yeah, speaking of champagne, are we gonna do our live brunch?
We should.
Okay. I think we should get that on the calendar.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah. Sure. We can. Crunch, 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 crunch.
It's Colleen's fault.
Yes.
That's true. Look what you've started.
I know.
A movement.
There was also several people eating Fritos on the podcast last night as well. I got to post the video. It was
started
really
a movement.
Yes. Tim introduced the cheese grater, the unpleasant version of the basket weave.
Yeah.
And then told a story that literally killed the podcast.
You know what? I've seen multiple images of the thing in question today, just in totally different contexts. And every time I'm like, oh, the animal in question, just in a totally. Well, I think I've just been noticing it, you know.
Fair.
So it made me really sad every time, and that's Tim's fault.
Yeah. Well, let's not beat a dead rabbit. And
But last time after the broadcast recorded, there was so much Frito talk that I did run down to my local corner store, and all I had were like the tiny little like miniature size bags of Fritos, and they only had two left. So I got them both, and I came home and I ate them. Yeah, I was actually kind of glad that they didn't have bigger ones. In a way, it was probably a good thing. That's not much. Anyway. debatable.
Yeah.
You've seen pictures, Colleen.
I can't unsee the picture that Nick sent me. Did he send it to you guys at all?
No.
No, because he respects you.
How would he send it to me?
Facebook message.
If it wasn't in that group message. I don't think we're Facebook friends. Sorry. My cat, he's really not a lap cat. We're really struggling here to get comfortable.
Amanda's wrestling with Captain on her lap, who is just completely...
Between the headphone wires and, like, his gargantuan size, it's really...
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're all comfortable now.
So, got the Fritos last week, ate the Fritos, and I was a little bit let down because I was like, you know... I remember these being better, or maybe they were just built up, and I was like, yeah, actually, these aren't, like, my favorite chips in the world. So this time, today, I was like, you know what I do? If we're going to go trashy chips, I'm going to go Doritos all the way. So
that's Amen, girl.
Yeah. That's what I have right now. And I'm getting to that point where I'm also sort of regretting this decision, but it's fine for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Well, I told you guys before we started recording about how food store Fritos.
Oh, God.
It was really, well, maybe you weren't listening, Colleen, because you were trying to get stuff set up. But yeah, I bought what I thought would be the equivalent of health food store Fritos. I opened them up. I ate one. And then I put the bag away.
So what you're saying is whole food Fritos, not okay?
Well, it was the Flatbush Co-op. But yeah, they were actually, it's the same brand that does Pirate's Booty.
So, oh, Pirate's Booty is delish.
Yeah, they make great stuff. So I assumed, like, this is going to be good. No, they look like Cheetos, but without the cheese and without any salt. They're just like corn puffs with no flavoring whatsoever.
Awesome.
Yeah, you'd be a little more successful to, like, suck on cardboard.
Also
very
awesome.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, when you think that you got something really good.
Oh, God, sorry. There was almost a catastrophe over here.
A catastrophe?
There was some leaping. There was a tail caught in the microphone. I caught it, but okay. Proceed.
Okay. Shandy, thank you for sending me my so-called life on DVD.
Yes, you're welcome. That was the other thing that I did after recording. I was like, must get Fritos, must send Colleen my so-called life. But then in my haste to send it to you, I like didn't put a note or anything. And so after it was sent, I was like, oh, shit, I like somehow skipped that step where you say, like, this is from me. So.
Dear Colleen, love Shandy. Whoops.
Yeah. So I'm glad you got it and that you knew it was from me.
I did. And I got it on a Sunday. I thought that was very apropos as your Squatty Potty came on a Sunday.
Oh, that's very true. They, you know, they told me that it was guaranteed by Saturday, but whatever.
It's all good. Anyhow. It was a fun surprise. So unlike the one that Nick sent me.
I kind of want you to forward that to me.
Do you really? I will text it to both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Oh, I'm terrified.
Yeah, I do.
It is. Okay, so we talked about Will saw a 12-inch penis last week, and we were like, what does that look like? Well, guess what, guys? Donuts. That is just as awful. No, not quite, but it was a similar shock as when I Googled what a blue waffle was.
Don't do that either.
I can't even imagine what a blue waffle is. Oh wait, is it like
wait, I just asked, hey Nick, can you send me the dick pic again? I just texted because I deleted it because I was like, I can't have people see this. good times.
So wait, so Colleen, have you watched any of my so-called life yet? Have you had a minute?
No, I haven't had a chance to because we did the thing yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
don't know. I thought maybe you found a couple hours in the day that the rest of us don't have.
No, I did watch
some magic time. If anyone would be able to do that, it'd be you.
That is very true. I did try to catch up on Blacklist yesterday during the day at work. So it's getting so super soap opery. I'm on the season finale of last year, but. I still love it because I love that shit. But yes, I will try to watch it. Maybe I'll... Oh, I would bring it on the plane, except I don't have a DVD drive on my computer. That's all right. I'll figure it out.
They don't really have those on laptops anymore now, huh? Isn't that like Apple doesn't put DVD drives and laptops anymore, or am I making that up?
No, they don't. They don't have the DVD drives anymore. Unfortunately, if you listen to one of the Married Man shows, Chris in Boston is all like, well, that's because Apple was trying to really revolutionize people being wireless. Like, it's still a pain in the ass.
Don't force me in a direction I don't want to go.
Yes, exactly. Oh, so that's what I was going to say before.
That's what she said.
Oh, that's what she's setting yourself.
Yep.
So I am the only person I know that still physically hooks up their iPod Nano from 2009 to the computer. Look, see this little sucker? Jay got this to me Christmas 2009. And I literally update my iTunes every morning and plug it in and sync it up. And that is how I listen to podcasts.
Wow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Okay. How do you guys want to see this? I would show it over the camera, but I feel like Google Hangouts might flag us if we did that.
It probably wouldn't do it justice, huh?
All right, I will text you both, and then you'll have each other's phone numbers. How cute.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
The best way to get each other's phone numbers.
Yeah.
Over all I know is I need to delete this again before it goes to my iCloud.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, as we're going to...
Oh, God. Oh, it's killing me.
Did you see it?
No, the suspense.
Well, it shows up as send for me.
Oh, dear God. I don't even know how that's real.
That's intense.
Isn't it?
Well, it's like even the body is like, oh, God.
You can't unsee it. I am deleting it again.
And, right. And.
Yeah.
All right, wow, this is a very scintillating show. 30 minutes in, and we have not really discussed much.
I can't figure out how to delete it. I hate the new OS.
You gotta hold it down till it toggles, and then when it does hit more, and then you can bring it to delete.
Oh, I just made it bigger.
That's what she said. Also, how could you possibly make that bigger?
Now it's got a question. Oh,
now Amanda questioned an image. How did you question an image?
Trying to delete it.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. The new OS is the worst.
It's very slow, but I enjoy it.
That's what I tried to do when I tried to toggle. So I'm holding down more. Okay, wait. I think I got it.
All right. Very scintillating podcasting here. So, ladies.
Right, success, guys.
Success.
I'm an adult.
You made the 12-inch penis disappear.
Yep.
I'm not even going to ask how.
Yep, no.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Let's get
to some feedback.
Yes, does anybody else have anything before we get started?
Where do you go from there? I mean,
I'm
speechless.
You don't go back. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God in heaven. Could you imagine if that came at you?
No. That's why I said I can't unsee that.
I actually kind of feel sorry for the dude.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I feel like if that was what you were working with, I'd be like, oh, no.
I don't know. I guess, I mean, if you're out there.
I don't want the tea. I physically can't fit the tea.
Well, right. Yeah.
But can you fit the tea with or without an applicator? I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Well, the applicator, maybe.
Still can't believe my poll I lost. Whatever. Anyway.
Sorry, I didn't actually vote. I didn't. Oh. I couldn't find it.
Oh. Next time I'll send it to you. Although you were going to vote against me anyway. But mostly it's just.
Yeah. That
mostly
wasn't
it's just
be a...
Tim. Yeah.
All right.
I wasn't going to help your cause.
But I feel like at least it's honest. With Tim voting in his 5 Twitter accounts as a dude. Like,
true.
It's just doing. Yeah.
All right. So we had some feedback to the Facebook page last week. Brad, Jessica, and Dan were all excited about our talk of a possible Chicago meetup.
Yeah. I think that's like, I mean, obviously it's not like happening this year. I don't know when it would happen. But I think it would be fun.
I'd be down.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but did we ever?
Maybe 2017.
Yeah. Summer? Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah. I feel like did we ever finish welcoming the patrons, like thanking them? Be a patron, guys. We got a whole bunch of new ones.
Let's just do it again for good measure.
All right. So patreon.com/JayandJack. Please consider doing that. And if you do and you get into the Facebook page, please hashtag I'm with hers so everybody knows that you're there for our section of the party. Thank you very much. We had a whole bunch of new patrons actually over the last few days or a few weeks. Mike, Jessica, Maggie, Jane, Lee, Mark, Miles. We had a whole bunch of people that hashtag I'm with herd us. So thank you guys so much. It's super exciting. Yay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I guess now we can get back to business. This is the most disorganized show ever. So speaking of feedback, Sink Pisser Jones said...
it really never gets old.
It does not ever get old. So this is piggybacking off of his discussion, I don't like the word feminism last week. And he says, to clear up something for Shandy, when I said it feels like there's a battle against nature going on, I meant that it is, or should be at least, natural for all beings to be treated in a fair and just manner. Presumably, at the beginning of human's timeline, men and women were treated as equals. Through time, it became less so, and although it's quite common and accepted now, that shouldn't be the case. Whatever you believe in, religion or otherwise, God or nature, we weren't meant to be where we are now. We're fighting against nature's intentions, not that nature ever, quote-unquote, intended anything. Also, it's completely fair to compare me to an All Lives Matter person in this situation, but I just want to be clear. I am an asshole. Yes, you are. But I am not that asshole.
Okay. I don't know. It's interesting to think, like, was there a time at the beginning of humanity where things were more equal? I don't actually know. I think that...
I only know the Bible, and I know that apparently shit got fucked up and it was Eve's fault, so...
Right. Women have been blamed since the beginning. Yeah. That sexism shit started early.
Real early.
Damn it, Eve!
She was intellectually curious, so... Adam was just a dud. I think that, like, it's conceivable, actually, that even in the beginning, it was this way because men are biologically, like, bigger and stronger than women, so they can just, you know, have power and control if they want to. And I think it's the intellectual part of our brains and, like, the logical part of our brains that allows us to be able to be like, oh, actually, there's a better way to do this.
Well, yeah, and I think that's sort of to that point when you sort of think back traditionally to, like, Neanderthals and all that stuff. It's like the men do the hunting in most clans and the women and the children and the hunter-gatherers. And
now,
just because survival required a bit more brawn than brain. I take that back.
I see that. Men are built physically stronger than women are.
Yeah, well, I sort of just didn't want to, like, have that then women were somehow not as smart, because that's not what I meant. It sort of came out of my mouth before I'd really
It was a more physical time.
Right. Yeah.
Which is the point I was trying to make. Yeah. I was just stumbling over my own self to do
it. No, I totally got what you mean. But, like, that's true.
Thank you.
Like, that's true. Men, like, no matter how much pure bar I do or no matter how much I work out, like, there are certain things that I'm never going to be able to, like, carry that Jay will probably be able to do, or, you know, pickle jars that I can't open or something. Like, there's. we talked about that on the.
Sheer size. Yeah, like sheer size.
Sheer brawn.
Like, how much taller? Yeah.
We talked about that on the crossover show. Chores that are men versus women chores. And I just, you know, realized that opening tight jars are definitely man chores.
Yeah. Or anything up high. Yeah.
Sorry. I was laughing at a that's what she said moment.
Yeah, anything up high.
I don't know. No, tight. Opening tight thing. Never mind.
Opening tight things.
I have the sense of humor. But
that's okay.
No, I'm there with you now.
Okay. You know, I started from that place. So this is awesome. So Mike posted this, and it is a tweet. And the caption of the tweet is, 100% non-serial killer thing to do is just print this up and put it all over town with black duct tape. And this dude posted a picture of this letter, and I want to assume that it's probably in LA, but who knows? Because isn't that where all fucked up things start? I was trying to creep on this dude's page before, but I could not figure it out. So here is the letter. Okay, ladies, I get it. You don't want a pleasant evening chat. You don't want a gentleman to walk you to your car. You don't want a friendly dude to help you carry your groceries or hold open the door or crush the life out of the other men that would do you harm. Fine. Fear the good guys. I guess we'll just have to suffer through watching you get broken over and over by some scum you think you love. But I want you to know it's not easy and it hurts to see you fall. Give the good guys a chance to help you be less afraid of the world. Signed by nobody.
Right. Spoiler alert, whoever posted this is not one of the good guys.
Yep. No,
it's
that is
just
a fucking
you, buddy.
Serial killer in
it's
the making.
Just you.
It's just so amazing, like, how condescending this is. And
that dude got friend zoned, right?
Yeah.
Well, look, in the same letter, he says
just
he's
you.
All
he's really like, thirsty, right?
Well, that's for damn sure. But who would want to quench that fucking thirst? So in the same letter, he's
I know it probably like, tastes like gin or some shit like that.
Oh, take that back.
I will not.
You better.
Nope.
So he's acknowledging that women have a reason to fear men because some of them are bad. But at the same time, he's saying that, like, hey, you don't know me, but just, like, trust that I'm one of the good ones. Doesn't that seem like a contradiction?
Yeah.
Didn't he answer his own question? Come on.
I won't cut
I'm
you
sorry,
in your sleep.
I don't let any stranger try and, like, carry my groceries because they might steal them. I live in New York City. You don't let anyone you don't know touch anything you own.
Oh, right. My God.
It's also just this idea that, like, this letter writer knows better than women. Like, those men that you think you love. Because you're not smart enough to actually know. And you're
the best
don't
thing you'll never
matter.
Have.
Right.
This guy sounds like the person that, you know, would watch you sleep and then kill you and then, like, arrange you and, like, take pictures of you in different poses. And
just like caress your cold face.
Yes. Like creepy shit. Like something that would end up on Generation Y. But moving to something a little bit more fun, Jacob had a question for both us and the Married Man show. And that is, I need to know, do we as a population still find Johnny Depp? Donnie Wahlberg attractive? The answer to that is yes, Donnie Wahlberg. No, Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
I think Donnie Wahlberg is probably more attractive now than he was back then. I feel like he kind of matured.
Look, minus the whole Jenny McCarthy factor, I watch Blue Bloods and I love the fuck out of Donnie Wahlberg. He is the reason why I watch ABC every New Year's Eve. Because I just want to watch him make out with Jenny. Because it's
That's
disgusting.
That's a very specific reason.
Because it's awesome and gross at the same time, and it's publicity, and it's just, it's amazing. I love it. I look forward to it every year. I get so excited. I think I Snapchatted it one year. I was like, look at this! It happened again! Like, they're the reason why I want to go, and I don't even like Jenny McCarthy. I just, well, I mean, whatever. I don't really know.
I don't like Jenny McCarthy.
How could one?
I'll come right out and say it. I don't like her.
Isn't she an anti-vaxxer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I don't like her. Yeah. She's like spreading like all these like false nuggets of information.
I thought you were going to say spreading disease, and I was going to say
that too. By not like now we're running around with all these children that aren't vaccinated, so in effect they could spread disease. Yeah.
Anyway, So Donnie Wahlberg, A+. Especially as Danny Reagan. So the question again was, do we as a population still find Johnny Depp attractive, or have we finally grown out of this?
Yeah, well, pass.
There's that whole wife beater thing, so.
Yeah, I feel like I don't give him much thought, but that certainly has not painted him in a very good light in recent months.
Even before that, he just looked gross over the last few years. Yeah. He kind of,
I think he looks strung out.
Oh, he, that dude is definitely on all of the drugs.
It's not, and it's not like a good look. I think that you can sustain that for like 3 months.
That's a very specific time period.
Then it starts to go south.
Yeah. I don't know. Like Brad Pitt also has not looked great lately either.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess come to find out, because there was all sorts of things going on behind the scenes that would make one look haggard, I suppose.
Yeah, like drugs and alcohol.
Is that what's going on? I haven't really been reading the tabloids. Now that I don't get my In Touch weekly anymore. Just
bummer. I mean, I check in with the blogs every few days because I just am just busy. But yeah, that was, I think the rumors were like, you know, booze and coke.
He's too old to be doing that stuff. Come on, get your life right.
That's right. Coke is for the youth.
Yeah, you got like 100 kids. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be an adult.
Speaking of
parents.
Speaking of cokeheads and alcoholics, did you guys see the picture of Lindsay Lohan and her like fingertip got cut off?
What?
I saw a headline about that she lost a finger in a boating accident.
Yeah, what? So she didn't lose her finger. She like almost lost it, but like the tip is all gross and it was just
Mm-hmm.
So,
Lindsay Lohan, she's never coming back.
I know. And
it's really sad.
I thought of her yesterday because it was October 3rd, and you know, from Mean Girls.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
then right.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd. I love that movie so much. All right, so Johnny Depp, definitely do not find him attractive anymore.
Yeah, we're out on Depp.
All right. Yeah. Is there any reason that we could ever find him attractive anymore? Because, you know, people didn't find RDJ attractive at one point, and now all of a sudden everybody's all about the Robert Downey Jr. again.
Well, I mean, if you look at it from, like, the Robert Downey Jr. angle, he, like, cleaned himself up, like, settled down, and started making really awesome movies and, like, getting behind really like good causes, so maybe that would help Mr. Depp as well.
Maybe we'll see. You, all right,
protect the kittens or something. save the manatees and save your career.
Oh, good times. All right, so holy shit, how do we always manage to take forever to get these shows started? We have, luckily, we don't have too much other feedback tonight. We've got four things. We had an email from Jessica. She says, so the story today is Kim Kardashian was robbed $10 million in jewels and then tied up in a bathtub. I know Colleen likes her gossip stories, so is this fake or not? I'm guessing fake. A woman has that much jewelry in the room and doesn't have guards outside her door? Even the movie Pretty Woman had an armed guard at all times on set when the infamous ruby necklace was being used. Jessica, a.k.a. Jalen. So I had not been up to date on this story, and I spent very precious time today reading about it. And part of me thinks everything Kim Kardashian is fake. So by default, this has to be fake. And I watched the video of like Kanye dramatically stopping his concert and being like, hold up, stop. I got to go. And like drop the mic, peace out, Kanye style. I don't know. I mean, that's very Ryan Lochte. Lochte, how do you say his name? Ryan dumbass of her to do. Like, you would think that she would learn that lying to the police and faking a robbery, especially internationally, is probably not a good idea. Like, is she angling for a Dancing with the Stars contract? Why would she need to do that? I mean, she's not hurting for attention right now. It's Kim Kardashian. Did she really, she needed ratings that badly for her show that premieres this month? Like, I don't know. I feel like this is a toss-up. Does anybody else have an opinion on this?
Well, I just like to specify, like, all I heard was that she was robbed in Paris at gunpoint, which would lead me to believe that, like, that she was out and about in the streets. But no. Again, I only read, like, one quick article, so I clearly it wasn't, and it was sort of a
follow-up of it.
So it was 3 a.m. and two guys, I guess, dressed as policemen came in and tied her up.
Five masked men.
Oh, five masked men? Okay. Mm-hmm. A bunch of dudes dressed as policemen or masked men or whatever came in and like tied her up in the bathroom or whatever. And for some reason, her bodyguard that's always with her was out with her sister that night instead. And they stole all this jewelry from her. And people are questioning, well, you know, how did they get in with that? Why didn't she have bodyguards? How did she get herself untied to call 911? Blah, 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 blah. So I feel like that's a really, really big thing to make up. And granted, this is a woman who had a marriage for the sake of entertainment, maybe even two marriages for the sake of entertainment, if we're being honest. I don't know. It's kind of a big thing to make up. And yeah, sure, they could make it all go away, but I don't know. It seems crazy.
Yeah, I think my gut response is to always believe people when they...
Yeah, but it's Kim Kardashian.
Crimes, yeah, especially like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, but
I believe the victims. I'm not saying...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think... That's always going to be my gut responses. I'll just believe them. Also, I don't really care about celebrity life very much at all. So I don't know. I guess I have no investment in it. I hope that she's okay. Well, she is okay. She returned to the U.S. That really sucks that happened. And I don't know. I mean, like, I think it also kind of adds insult to injury if she really was robbed and gagged, that now she also has to deal with people wondering whether or not she was even truthful about it.
Oh, she's Kim. You think she is really upset that people don't believe her? She just loves any time her name comes up on like her Google alerts. Let's be honest here, because any publicity for that family is good publicity because it just increases their brand.
I guess.
Yeah. You're giving way too much sympathy to the Kardashians.
Like, also not knowing... but it's like not knowing anything about it, just starting to look it up now. The fact that it's like... BBC and CNN and New York Times have picked up the story would lead me to believe that there is probably some.
It's in the French news too.
Yeah, that I think if it was really there was an inkling that this was like a fabricated story in some way, you wouldn't see it on bigger outlets just because it is so close to the Ryan Lochte thing.
Well, that's exactly why it would be.
I think most news reporters would be a little.
No, like, I mean.
A little like,
Yeah,
like
but
something smells fishy. But the fact that all of these news outlets are treating it with some real seriousness would lead me to believe that it's true.
I disagree. I think that they just want to be on board anything that's going to sell papers. And the Kim Kardashian getting robbed is going to sell papers. I mean, look, we've just spent 10 minutes talking about this non-story. So,
but I think what for me is the bigger story is why she was traveling with that much.
Because it's Kim Kardashian.
But then it wasn't locked up in a safe.
Because it's Kim Kardashian.
I don't know. I think it's like to Jessica's point that like that must mean she owns that jewelry.
Yes.
I believe
I read today that it was jewelry she owned and not, she had borrowed a lot of jewelry, but it wasn't borrowed jewelry. It was her own.
Oh, I hope girl has a good insurance policy.
I'm sure she does. I'm sure. I don't know. My jury is out on this one.
Seriously, like it's in the French news too.
So? Because it happened in France.
Yeah, but I mean their news is a little bit more serious than ours, so I would
A major celebrity gets robbed at gunpoint in their city, I would put in the news too. That's just good journalism. Like that's just good, you know. Still gotta sell papers in a dying industry.
Not if it's fake, though.
Okay. Well, we'll see. If it's fake, it will it will come out that it is fake. And
I also I kind of hope that it's not fake because I don't like adding to the, like, women lie about getting attacked kind of thing.
Exactly. I don't like that storyline.
Yeah.
I don't like what that says about.
And what happens if it comes out that it's fake? And then do we say, okay, Kim, you're just a bad person. Kris Jenner, do nice try for publicity. These are people whose literally every single aspect of their lives is done for the sake of putting on a show. Everything, every tweet, is planned carefully, all their shows. I mean, you've seen the things that stuff that was reshot, like, you know, months after it happened, like, and because they didn't like the reaction, so they wanted to like change it up. So, you know, it wasn't really genuine, or just their apps, and they're pretty much like they TMZ pretty much says pretty whatever Kris Jenner wants them to say about them. I mean, these are people who figured out the system and play it really fucking well. And I think that if you think that the things that they do are genuine, maybe.
Well, no, and I would agree to an extent, but essentially accusing her of being the boy that cried wolf here, I think is kind of a low blow. Like, yeah, I don't disagree that they are very calculating and that they will do whatever to promote their brand, but I think this goes so much beyond that. Like,
well, also,
I feel like if it was a fabricated story, it wouldn't be quite so serious. You know,
don't forget, they last week Rob Kardashian had a temper tantrum and tweeted out Kendall or Kylie Kendall's phone number to Twitter, and she had to change it. And you know, he does not follow his script, that boy. So
but that's different. They need like, to take not, the there's publicity. No gunman involved. Like that's
right,
that
right.
A
but
totally
they need to
level.
Yes, but now all of a sudden we're back to the Kardashians are a messy family, and now we're back to oh my god, poor Kim, she got robbed at gunpoint. I said my jury is out on whether or not, but the reason that I'm not automatically like don't blame the victim or whatever is because I don't think that people are doubting the story because Kim is a woman. I think they're doubting the story because Kim is a liar
because she's a Kardashian.
Yeah, and they don't have the best track record of being honest people.
So in Le Monde, it's saying that they talked to the receptionist at the hotel, said that around 2 o'clock in the morning, five people who were masked, wearing like police jackets, came in and asked in French and without an accent where the rapper's wife was. They had a gun, and the receptionist then took them to the duplex or the her suite. Two of them went in, okay, and then that's when they tied her up, and gagged her. And then at 2:56,
this is scintillating.
At 2:56, after being able to remove the things that were tying her up,
her bondage.
She called her her bodyguard, who wasn't there, and it says that the robbers got away with an estimated 9 million euros of jewelry, including a 4 million euro what's it called that you put on your finger
ring.
Sorry, I'm like...
Oh, you're reading it in French. Yes. Are you translating a French article to English right now?
Yes, okay. That's why it's so choppy.
Okay, I thought
that's
you just
badass.
Couldn't read.
That's what I figured you were doing. Assumed was happening, but that's...
I did not.
You said that like French word. I was like, oh, it must be a French newspaper.
I did not pick up on that at all.
It's a really serious French newspaper, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
So essentially... We should never spend this long talking about a Kardashian again.
Yeah, that's fair.
That works.
Yeah, they have
that
enough.
That could be our contribution to like.
Yeah, they have enough publicity.
That's kind of how
here.
I feel about Trump a lot of the time. It's like, just stop talking about them.
Yeah, there you go.
Stop giving them a platform.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Shandy, can you read some of that in French real quick?
You want me to read it on the podcast?
No, just like a sentence or two.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
Which sentence shall
I? It doesn't matter. We don't know what you're saying.
À 2h56, après avoir réussi à enlever ses liens, Kim Kardashian a appelé son garde du corps qui n'était pas sur les lieux. There you go.
Very good.
Next.
All right, let's get to the next email. We got to move on from the Kardashian topic.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so this is called Give Up the Douche. See, we're just French words everywhere.
Bidet, bidet, bidet.
Well, actually, douche in French is just shower. Give up the shower. But anyway, hey guys, at work there are 8 employees who report to me, 6 women and 2 guys. One of the women is a single mom in her mid-20s. I'll call her Abby. Abby is dating a guy who seems like a total douche. I've never met him, but I've seen his profile on Facebook. One of Abby's coworkers showed it to me. He has one of those profile photos that just screams, I'm a douche, and I think very highly of myself. He even keeps boudoir-style sexy pictures of his ex-girlfriend on his Facebook page. Now this guy wants Abby to get a boob job and is offering to pay for it. I feel like Abby should leave this guy because he's bound to hurt her and is way too self-possessed to keep her happy in the long run. But as her boss slash manager, I don't feel like I'm in any position to really say anything. On top of that, none of the female coworkers have shown any interest in helping her. They seem to be more interested in gossiping, telling stuff to me, and sort of undercutting her. I guess you could say that they are catty. Anyways, I don't think I have a specific question. Just wanted to see if you guys had experience with cattiness in your workplace and what you thought of Abby's boyfriend. Thanks, Rick.
Take it away.
Wow. That's a tough one.
I think, okay, first of all, don't get a boob job for a guy. I don't think anyone should do that. Just saying.
Yes.
Also,
but if you want one and he's going to pay for it, get it, girl. I know you're anti-boob job in general, Shandy.
I'm super, like, I understand, like, if you have breast cancer and you have, like, you know, have to get, like, a mastectomy or whatever, and you want to have reconstructive surgery, I completely understand that. I also understand if you have, like, super big boobs and you want to get a reduction because you have, like, back problems or whatever, I get that. But if you want to alter your body to conform to the sort of, like, image of women that we've been, you know, fed our whole lives at the expense of losing, like, some of your feeling in a very erogenous zone, I just think that's just really unfortunate. So that's my feelings on boob jobs. I would say though, Rick, as the boss manager/manager, I would say if any of these women are being gossipy, like you said, and telling you stuff, I would suggest that you tell them that they shouldn't tell you stuff like that. Personally,
yes.
Because you are the boss slash manager. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I remember when Jay worked for Apple, when he became manager, he had been friends with a lot of people like that were now his subordinates. And we used to go out and go to like parties, like at bars or whatever with them. And then he had to kind of stop doing that because he couldn't like fraternize with them and hear some of the things that were going on because, you know, now he was, I guess, you know, over them, overseeing them or whatever. So It is kind of, you know, a fine line because I know you're not in. Is she being like immediately threatened with physical harm in some form or emotional harm in which you think that it's imperative that somebody step in and kind of guide her out of the situation? If not, if it's just a douchebag boyfriend, then I don't know really what you can do.
Well, and it's also how he's getting that information. Is it just hearsay through the gossip?
Facebook,
or
right?
Yeah, or, but like well, through because Facebook because it was showed to him. Like if it's not something right. that Abby is telling him directly, it kind of isn't appropriate for him to step in, particularly as her manager.
Right.
You know, that gets into all sorts of like weird like HR territory.
Totally.
But I would say if she mentions any of these things to him, then it is kind of fair game to be like, hey, please don't take offense. I happen to notice these things. You know, feel free to tell me if you're uncomfortable, but I'm noticing some things that I think could potentially be dangerous
right.
for you.
Especially because he's hearing this as secondhand gossip from other female coworkers sounds like they're just being kind of gossipy. I mean,
Well, and who's to know what of that is exaggeration?
Right.
You know, right, that might not be the complete fact.
Schoolyard mentality never goes away no matter how old you are.
Yeah, no, sad but true.
Right, like we might all get a lot better at it, you know, where we're not as immature or whatever. But, I mean, raise your hand if you're in this Google Hangout right now with me and you didn't gossip about someone within the last 24 hours. We all did.
I don't.
We all did together.
Oh, right. We did. I will just put
you are
butt head back in my lap.
Exactly.
But that's a perfect example. Like, it is so prevalent that you forget you've done it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You're like, oh, no, I didn't gossip. I'm not a gossip. Were you? Yeah, we all are.
Yeah, it's just human nature. But on the other hand, like, I'm terrible at that, but I'm sure people gossip about me all the time, and it really doesn't bother me. Go for it. Like, go ahead. It's just, it's human nature. It's part of life. Like, I don't care what you think of my life, because I know what I think of my life, and yeah, I'm fucking crazy mess sometimes, or I'm just, you know, I woke up like this. I'm too badass for you, and you're just jealous, so take that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Also, like, the Facebook profile, like, I mean, you really can't. I know it's such a cliche, but you, like, certainly cannot judge a book by their Facebook profile cover. Unless he has something in his picture that's not supposed to be a joke, that's, like, a very clear sign of, I'm a douchebag. Like, you can't really say, like, what is a face that just looks like a douchebag?
Somebody that kills a rabbit. And then tells a story about it on a podcast.
But yeah, so I would be careful. The second part was,
and there's only like maybe 100 people in the whole world that are gonna get that story.
Yes,
be a patron and you can hear it.
But Rick's actual question was, Have we experienced cattiness in our workplace? I mean, obviously I'm not like a huge fan of the word. Like,
I'm fine with the word because I identify as catty. And yes, of course I've experienced cattiness in the workplace. Like every job I've had. So, you know, just.
I don't experience cattiness at my workplace. I experience other things, but I definitely would not say cattiness.
Yeah, I guess I don't either. But I also don't get terribly close with my coworkers. Like, I'm friendly and cordial and, you know, we'll chat and go out to the bar afterward if invited. But, like, I don't feel like I really get close enough to people to really be either someone that, like, someone would come to gossip, or, you know, like, I just feel like I don't get close enough to deal with that kind of stuff.
Or maybe you just don't talk to literally everybody like I do.
I'm also pretty shy at work. I just sit at my desk and do my work and socialize when the opportunity calls for it.
Sounds exactly like both of your respective personalities. Like, you are the people at work that I would expect you to be.
Yeah,
that's nice. Everything is right with the world.
Exactly. I would tell a catty story, but I feel like that would actually be inappropriate. Like, I have a line. I'll be catty and I'll tell a catty story, but I don't know if I'll tell it where a whole bunch of people will hear it. That is my line.
Yeah.
So do we want to do our last email or do we want to do our voicemail first? Your pick, guys.
Well, let's do the voicemail. All
right, so let's get to the call.
Hi, Amanda, Colleen, and Shandy. This is Garrett calling. Huge, huge fan of your podcast. I'm several episodes behind, but I just listened to the one where, Shandy, you were talking about the Turkish toilets. So I just wanted to share my experience with that. I grew up, like, in a bunch of different countries because of my father's job. And that included spending a bunch of time in Asia, in China, Indonesia, Vietnam, and India. And actually, a lot of the toilets there used to be that style, the Turkish-style toilet. There, they used to call them Eastern toilets. And then if you had the ones that you sit on, like we have, you know, here, those were the quote-unquote Western toilets. But then as those countries started developing, you know, I think by the 90s and 2000s, a lot of the toilets became the Western toilets. But yeah, definitely I think pooping is more efficient when you squat on those. The hardest part, and Shannon, you may have felt this when you had that toilet in France, is holding your balance because you have to squat and there's nothing to lean on. And then the other thing, it's a little gross because when you drop your business, it's not dropping into water. It's just going onto the porcelain and then the water doesn't come until you flush. But yeah, definitely a more biologically sort of correct way of pooping, I think, is that squatting position. But frankly, I think, forget about squatty potty and Turkish toilets. The best way is to just have lots of fiber in your diet. And I guess this is, again, TMI, but there's no TMI on the internet. Ever since I started doing, like, good fiber breakfasts and diets, my poops are smooth as butter, baby, and I don't have to strain at all and just comes right out first thing in the morning. It's the greatest thing. The other thing is I spent 6 or 7 years growing up in France in the 90s, and in our house we did have a bidet, and they were actually pretty common, at my friends' places and stuff. So there may be some geographic things there. Now, granted, that was almost 15 years ago, so things may have changed. And the bidets weren't in every single bathroom. It was just in the parents' bathroom, so the master bathroom. But yeah, I think it's really neat to have a bidet. I wish they had them in the States. Or some of those, I guess you can get toilets now that sort of clean your bum and are heated toilets. Those would be sort of neat too. I think I looked it up, cost like $1,000 for one of those toilets. And yeah, that's it. And my wife, by the way, she used the bidet once, and she actually, I guess the way the water bubbles and does stuff actually, you know, if it's happening at the wrong time, can sort of make you tingle in places you weren't expecting. All right, guys. Again, love the podcast. Keep it up. Great, great job. Bye.
How informative. Entertaining and informative.
Seriously. That was awesome.
Can we keep taking on places? Okay, so now, caller who didn't... Oh, Garrett. His name is Garrett. Garrett, I want to know, what part of France did you live in? Because you talked about it might be a geography thing. I'm wondering, yeah, like, if he was maybe more south, then I'm wondering, since, you know, it's like... We saw that bidets were maybe more prevalent in sort of like the Mediterranean area. I'm wondering about that. But the tingling thing was awesome. Also, I was reading along on the, you know, the Google Voice, like, gives a transcript yeah. of the message. And yeah. there are some really fun, it's never correct, but there were some really funny.
Please tell me you're going to read potty, potty, and turkey toast.
Was that on there?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, I totally missed
it. Oh, that's fantastic.
Episode title.
That's so good.
Potty, potty, and turkey toast. Now, when he was talking about his poops are smooth.
Smooth as butter.
It says my boobs are smooth. What's a baby? And then the other one that I really liked was, shit, where did that go? There was another really good one.
While you're searching for that, I will chime in and say that they sell the Squatty Potty Bidet at Target now.
Nice.
And they sell a portable Squatty Potty, and it's not inflatable. It's like it's a thin one, and it folds up. So both of those are at a Target near you.
Well, that one might be more conducive for my tiny apartment bathroom.
Yeah.
Then if I could just fold it back up and...
Yeah, check it out. It's a little more expensive than the regular one. It's $35 instead of...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, you could like literally use it anywhere, so there's that.
You just, you know, take it with you. Bring it to work, you know.
Oh, that's Shandy, how- that would really just complete your life, because then you could shit at work.
Oh,
and that is how you make friends.
And then people will start to be catty about you.
In the stall, and you like could see, because you know you can kind of see like feet in a stall, and you like look over.
Let me tell you,
the feet next to you, and you see like this contraption.
So,
like, what would you do? I mean, it might not be weird for you guys. You'd be like, "Hey, sister, what?" Solidarity with that squatty potty, but like. The average human.
It would be a little weird if I walked in.
And so where I work, like, we don't, the teachers don't have separate bathrooms. So everyone just shares the same fucking bathrooms, which I really dislike. So if ever I do have to go to the bathroom, especially if it's number two, like, sometimes I'll just, like, go to a different floor. So at least I know that it's like different students that are sitting right next to me as I need to take care of my business. But yeah, I think I would try not to draw attention to myself any more than necessary with the squatty potty. But I have figured out a way to do it though, actually.
What, poop? And I just, like in front of in front of your students.
When I don't have the squatty potty, I essentially.
Oh, we're getting a demo, guys.
Okay.
I essentially. Like fucking bring my feet up, my legs up like this on that little part of the toilet.
Are you wearing cowboy boots?
Yes.
Exciting.
Yeah. Like pretty much always. I found the other part that was really funny of this like transcription. It says blah blah blah. I guess you can get toilets now that sort of clean your mom, and the heated toilets are supposed to clean your bum. Anyway, okay, that was great.
Clean your mom. His mom gets so dirty.
Her boobs will be smooth as butter.
Yeah. Hey.
Potty clean.
potty and turkey toast.
I can't believe I missed those. So good. Thank you, Garrett. That was probably one of my favorite. Yeah, voicemails of all time.
That was a great voicemail.
That's almost as good as the God creating animals. Almost as good as that.
So what you're basically saying, Shandy, is, hey, Will, your move.
Yeah. But also, Will, can we hang out, please? Take me to one of your parties, please.
Oh, all right. Who wants to read our last email of the evening? Really, you guys? They're both putting their finger on their nose, saying, not it. Fine. All right, so we've got one more thing of feedback here, which I would dare to say we might finish this in a timely manner, but usually we talk for like a half an hour after we finish the feedback, and that is actually where we get, fun fact, that's how we're always in a great spot when we're finishing feedback, but then our shows end up being like super long, is because we talk so much after, but that's also where I edit out the most of our content, because we kind of lose focus, and we're kind of all a little bit tipsy at that point.
Rambly.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Some of us, yeah.
Nice.
Some of us roofie ourselves. What you got there? What'd you just hold up?
Oh, just the very last of my Montana beers. It's a Kettle House Eddie Out Pale Ale.
Super cool.
Nice. I like the can. It's very pretty.
It is cool. Pretty.
They have great cans. That's what he said.
Yeah. I like your cans.
Snooper. Oh, did you guys like the bloopers last week?
Always.
I didn't get that far yet.
Just skip to the end.
I know, I was about to, but my phone was dying and I was rushing to make dinner and get on this to Fair be enough. In the now.
All right.
So yeah, all right. I'll do it. We're done. Okay, go ahead. Read the email.
All right. So we have one final email for tonight, and that is from John. Good evening, my three favorite broads. I write you tonight with a question and a challenge. First, the challenge. Since we are currently living in an era of healthy competition between you three and the Married Man show, it occurred to me that there's one category in which your male counterparts are currently besting you. Fun, sexy time stories. The Married Man show hosts, okay, mostly Tim, are giving us some on a consistent basis, and I think it's time the ladies of the Change Act Network stepped it up. Colleen led the way last week with her tales of blowjobs and basket weaving, so perhaps it's time for Amanda and Shandy to step up to the plate, thus encouraging more crazy tales from the men, again, probably mostly Tim, and then who wins in the end? The listeners of the Change Act Network. Now on to my question. Or let's just stop and address that. How thirsty is John that he wants to know our fun, sexy time stories? Are we giving him material or something? Like, what exactly is going on here?
I don't know, man.
That said, first of all,
okay, let's.
I've listened. What stories has Tim told? I mean, most of Tim's stories involve fucking dog shit in his mouth and kidney stones. Are we talking about sexy story meaning nice and smooth when his proctologist or urologist shoved the finger up his penis or whatever to test his is that the thing we're referring to? I mean,
I believe that was his anus.
His anus.
That sounds very sexy time.
Yeah, are we talking about Tim just talking about how he wants to have sex and isn't or wasn't?
I don't know. I was confused because I feel like Nick has probably shared more fun, sexy time stories, but they really haven't shared any fun, sexy time stories, have they?
I don't think Nick shared any stories. Did he?
No, he talks about dating websites.
Like, I remember them. Yeah, dating websites. It's like, you know, there's something in between dating websites and like full-on sex story.
I feel like we need to call Tim right now and be like, hey, dude, did you ever talk about a sexy time story on the Married Man show?
I will send him a message.
Please do. No, I don't know. Like, honestly, no, I'm serious. I feel like I threw a gauntlet down last week by talking about that stuff. But what did that Married Man show host talk about? Third.
Well, and also, like, I don't think you mentioned that story to be throwing down any kind of gauntlet. It just sort of came up in conversation. Like, you weren't trying to, like.
Right.
You know?
No, I was not. I mean, I almost cut it out twice.
Push any, exactly. Like, push any agenda. That's what she said. Like, yeah. In fact, probably quite the opposite. Like.
So, do you guys have any fun, sexy time stories that you want to share?
I feel like my sex stories are essentially in two categories.
One, scare the shit out of John, and two, scare the shit out of John.
No. Category one.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Category one is just like, you know, whatever. Just like that, you know.
So that
probably
happened.
not interesting to anyone other than the people that were there. And just like normal, you know, just like nothing crazy. So like not like good enough stories to tell on a podcast because they're, again, not interesting to anyone that wasn't there. That's category number one. And category number two are things that are interesting that I would never tell on a podcast.
So. That's not why we're doing a podcast. It's really, right. We share what we feel comfortable sharing. Would you feel comfortable sharing those things on the internet?
This kind of reminds me of the, remember in Friends, they were playing that game, where's the craziest place you ever had sex? And Ross is like,
oh, I do the not
foot,
remember
or was
that.
It Ross? No, it was Rachel, was like, the foot of the bed.
Now I'm wondering about that. But that's like, now, and see, that's not a sex story.
Game. Okay, yeah, well, let's play that fun game. And this is for us, not John. Where is the craziest place you've ever had sex? I will also think, because I really do need to think about that.
See, now I'm thinking about the Tidy Whitey list also.
Oh, hey, Amanda. I had sex on the counter in our kitchen in Astoria. Sorry about
nice.
That.
Nice.
Gross. Counter kitchen. There wasn't really much. Okay. It wasn't a counter so much as it was just a wall of kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so, where we kept where the sink was.
Yeah, so I hope you cleaned that when you were done. That's where I do my cooking.
I feel like that was like a long, like 9 years ago. So I probably didn't.
Some stories just should, you know, just never see the light of day.
No, I probably did.
Yeah.
I'm fairly considerate.
Yeah, you are.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, there's nothing like I'm trying to, yeah, I don't know. I guess I've done counter also. Counter's hot.
Yeah, but the problem
is too short for counter.
I was just gonna say the shortness is a factor.
I feel like I try and I'm always just like, this isn't fun. I don't like this. Put me down.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm trying to think like most things. Like I don't know how tall is Frank.
He's taller. He's like five. I don't know. I'm like 5'6", and I think he's like 5'10".
Okay. Yeah. See, I guess 5'9 and 5'10, there's a cutoff. 5'9 is too short for certain things. 5'10 is clearly not too short for certain things. It's that extra inch, man. It really makes a difference. And I'm not talking in the Nick way.
I may not have been facing the way that you're thinking.
Oh yeah,
no, then that's totally different. Yeah, that works. Because if you're like,
yeah, but then you have to use your upper body. So hold on.
No.
What?
No.
Are we not thinking of the same thing?
I think you and I are thinking of the same thing, but
yeah. No, I was thinking of that too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And that you would use, yeah, for stability.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you need a lot of.
Well, sometimes you do.
Sometimes you do, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, where are you going to go if you're.
Face right into the counter.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you push the washer or dryer back against the wall and it's not good.
Yeah, that's how you like chip teeth and stuff. You gotta like, you know, protect yourself.
Although, fun fact, the first time I ever chipped a tooth was when I was drinking Boone's Farm with Amanda.
Yeah, I chipped your tooth. I'm sorry. I'm still sorry about that.
It's okay. I forgive you. I didn't care.
Friends do not let friends try and give them.
Feed them wine.
Is it like malted wine?
And there's a picture of it on Facebook too, which is what makes
I never took it down.
Even I don't care. Go ahead. Go for it. Yeah. It's like my favorite story. Not my favorite story, but it's a great story.
Yeah, it's mine too. It's a good story.
Yeah, Shandy, what were you going to say?
Oh, I don't even know. Where were we?
Laundry machines banging. Shower sex is awful. I hate it.
Shower sex is not my favorite thing in the world, but, but
for something so wet, it's amazingly dry.
No, all water sex overrated. So hot tub, okay.
I can't. I hate hot tubs.
It's, yeah,
hot tubs,
it's, bath, it's a gross, it's a gross fantasy. Ew. In actuality, it's not as
not so great. Yeah.
Gross, gross, gross. Ew, I hate baths and hot tubs. They're so disgusting. You're just bathing in your own shit, like that comes off of you. It's just so gross. Like I can't. Like I.
How do you feel about hot springs?
What's that? Is that like a bidet or something in your?
No, like a natural hot spring.
Yeah, like natural hot springs.
I don't know. Have I ever been in one?
Oh,
probably
they're
not.
Awesome.
All I know
they
is
they are the best.
I even got skeeved out on my honeymoon, like in the hot tub. I was just like, I can't. I'm so sorry. Like I get so grossed out by anything that requires you like sitting in your own filth. Like I can sit in a jacuzzi outside because I feel like I have the ocean or the pool or a shower. I don't know. But like
everyone has their thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Nature.
Like out in nature?
Out in nature.
Oh, you had sex out in nature. I get it now.
Yeah.
Hashtag goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, bathroom at bar.
That's a good one. I mean, it's like kind of gross, but also kind of really hot.
Yeah, it's probably a little more gross.
But still, it's like the like immediacy of like, like you're gonna suck it up, so to speak. And
not if
do
you're
it
me, apparently last week.
Right. No, but like you'll take the really gross bathroom because like it's just got to be.
Oh yeah, I had sex in a rest stop bathroom once.
That's like extra. And yet you're grossed out by hot tubs.
Seriously, like the bathroom. I can understand, but
I had also on the beach at spring break, and it was also gross sand. And
did you get a UTI afterward? Because I feel like I just got a UTI just thinking about it.
No.
I'm just uncomfortable. Although not for nothing, we're kind of giving John what he wants right now. I don't know if I'm okay with this.
But these are not sex stories.
Well, no, they technically are. I mean, we're literally sharing stories of where we fucked people.
Where we fucked. It's not like the story around it.
That's very true.
We should cut all this out and we should make it be like a Patreon thing.
No, because then Jack will listen to it and I can't have that. Because I will say that every story but one. I'm trying to think. Hey, what counts as the Mile High Club?
An airplane.
No, but like, is it penetrative intercourse or if you have an orgasm from something not a penis, does that count as the Mile High Club?
Fuck yeah.
I think
I'm in the Mile High Club, guys.
I am very impressed.
Wow.
I thought that story was going to go in a very different direction.
Yeah, like, me too.
Halfway through that sentence.
Wow. No, I just wore a dress on a plane once. Good times. Oh, the things you do when you're young and stupid and don't care what people think, and then you get old and mature and you're like, ew, people will see us. That's gross. That might get cut out. Oh man. Okay. All right. Does anybody have anything else before we move on to the next part of John's question?
I think we're good. I think we're
good. I'm good.
All right, now on to my question. Having been raised in a household where sex was never discussed, aside from making sure I knew it was gigantic sin to never ever do anything sexual outside from marriage, I personally seek to alter that approach when I have children, and was wondering if perhaps the three of you could share how you were raised regarding this topic and how you plan on talking to your kids about it. Specifically, what type of advice / rules would you lay out for them? Would you want them to wait until marriage, wait as long as they can, start racking up the numbers as early as possible? What fucking parent wants me to start their kid to rack up the numbers as early as possible?
A+ parenting.
I think he thinks that I do, but spoiler alert, that's not going to be my answer.
Okay, so that would mean out of the three questions, this is like a fuck, marry, kill. Who wants their kid to wait till marriage? Who wants them to wait as long as they can? And who wants them to start racking up the numbers as early as possible? I claim wait as long as they can. Amanda, I think that means you got the equivalent of kill, which was wait until marriage.
Damn it. No, I want them to have all the sex.
You know what? I got killed last night, so.
You did get killed last night. I guess you guys are going to have to become a patron to hear that. Continuing on. Obviously, I would assume we would all want to make sure our children are as educated about safety, et cetera, as possible. But in terms of the more conceptual conversations regarding the deeper meaning of sex, how do you see those playing out? And if perhaps you don't plan on having kids, what would you say to your nieces and nephews? Since I'm sure you'd all qualify as being the super cool aunt that they'll turn to for advice. I can guarantee you I probably will not. Can't wait to hear about the health benefits of all that alcohol that I'll never drink. Your favorite, and apparently the world's only, cereal. I might pee my pants right now. I'm literally holding it like I not have my legs crossed, and I am clenching as hard as I can to keep that drop of pee in.
Kegels.
There goes my notebook on the floor. Okay. Your favorite and the your favorite and apparently the world. And now it just came out a little bit. Damn it. I was going to put these shorts in the wash tomorrow anyway. Your favorite and apparently the world's only cereal. I'm not going to miss. Your favorite and apparently Margaret Thatcher nature on a cold day. Margaret Thatcher nature on a cold nature. Apropos. Okay. Okay. Your favorite and apparently the world's only serial monogamous, John. Okay, so the question was...
What was our situation like in terms of, I don't know, sex ed and just, like, how it was treated in the family?
No, my parents never spoke to me about sex, and I was always very awkward about it because I didn't know, like, how to approach it. I just knew it was this, like, taboo thing that you shouldn't talk about. And I grew up, you know, that was not a subject that was open in my household. Although I have been told that apparently my sister Caitlin, my mom used to drive her to dance class every week, and it was like a 25-minute ride. And that was the time when Caitlin would literally corner my mother and be like, "Mom, what's this? Mom, what's that? Mom, tell me about this."
Oh.
And my mom told us that she had told my dad at one point, she goes, "If we ever get into a car accident, it's just me and Caitlin, you're going to know it's because she was asking me more of those questions." Oh, good times. I guess it's all like, it's as taboo as you, and that story kind of showed me personally that it's as taboo as you make it. Like, my parents were obviously uncomfortable talking to us about it. They were also very Catholic, very Italian. And I guess, you know, they thought it was an inappropriate subject and never figured out how to really talk to us about it. But so I never approached them about it. I always kind of picked up on those kind of vibes that they sent out that to me, and that's how I interpreted it. Whereas my sister, who was raised by the same parents with the same, you know, attitude, was just like, fuck it, I want to know, like, what's wrong with me asking? So I do think it's a bit of nature versus nurture, and my give this example because my sister and I had two very different experiences, and my sister grew up closer to my mother, I think, because she figured out a way to talk to her about things before I did. And, you know, and I do think that that's part of it is, you know, my mom could have easily like shut her down, but I'm assuming she answered her questions. I was also too uncomfortable to really ask, like, what was Kaylin actually asking? And she told us this story when I was like 31. So yeah. I still get uncomfortable watching sex scenes with my parents in TV or movies, but who doesn't, yeah. Right?
That might be just more the norm than not.
Yeah. But okay, that's how I was raised, and I would hope that my children would wait until they found somebody that they thought, you know, they felt that it was time and spoke to, were open and honest with me so I could, you know, talk to them about the emotional whatever that they might feel. And yeah, I mean, I don't want them to start racking. I mean, right now I have a son, so let's figure I only have a son. I don't want him to start racking up numbers as early as possible. I mean, that's fucking stupid. Who wants their kid to do that? Anyway, that's just me. I hope that he goes to Jay to learn how to put a condom on, because clearly I would be like, I think you go like this. And
it's like, well, the angle is different, but you know,
I know you have to leave some room at the tip of it.
And double check that it's going on the right way. That makes me paranoid. I don't know why.
No, that's fair. That makes sense.
I get in my head. Don't worry.
It could go on the wrong way.
Well, I always feel like
clearly it's been a while since I used a condom.
But clearly, me too, because I'm worried about putting it on the wrong way.
No, I think there's got to be a wrong way, because it's like, you know, falls off or
it's fairly obvious. But yeah. These are the things that I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's also fairly obvious, because isn't there a little like tip part to it that is kind of obvious?
This side up.
Yes. Precisely.
All right. Anyway, sorry. You guys go. I've said all I could say, I think.
Yeah. I guess I sort of had a not similar in the fact. I feel like my parents were pretty, my mom had the talk with me. But I feel like I was just such an awkward teen that, like, yeah, I feel like I didn't ask a lot of questions because I was just awkward, and it was information that I really wasn't going to use for a while because I was not comfortable in my own body. So wasn't ready for anyone else to come anywhere near the zone. I guess I would agree with you in terms of parenting. It's sort of having enough of a dialogue and a conversation with your kid that they are armed to make that decision for themselves when they feel as though they're ready.
And honestly, I would say that I would hope to teach them not to wait for them to be ready, but for also to wait for their partner to be ready as well.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Just the sort of to respect the importance of that moment that, you know, you only get to pop that cherry once and to make sure that like you're really ready.
See, we did get an update from Tim, and his AJ's is the only thing that he's spoken about sexually. But that isn't even a fun, sexy time story. It's just Tim with his weird sexual preference. But
okay. Sandy, go ahead.
I think basically very similar. We didn't talk about it a ton. I think, like, I know I can ask my mother anything, but a similar thing, like, I think I would have just shied away from those kind of conversations. I got a book. I was given a book when I was in, like, fifth grade about changing bodies. And
that was, I think, probably the little pamphlet I got, too.
Oh, mine was, mine was, like, a real... No, like, my mother gave me the book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a pamphlet.
We didn't get a book. I would have liked a book. I think we maybe watched a video in health class, which is probably worse.
Well, I think we did that too, but it was the, what is it called? The What's Going On With My Body book for girls or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And,
yeah?
That rings some bells. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but yeah, that sounds familiar.
And then the rest was mostly from school, I would say. But yeah, like, I don't know. I was raised in a very religious household, not Catholic, but Lutheran. But it was never like, I mean, the church definitely didn't want you to be having sex until marriage, but like, it was never something I was explicitly taught at home.
Right.
And it wasn't like encouraged though either that I should be like, definitely not. Nobody was like pushing me to, you know, obviously. I don't know, for a kid though, if I did have a kid, like, I think, I don't know, just like you guys said, like teach them, I think just maybe like telling them it's going to be awkward for everyone involved. And so I think the parents just have to like start the conversations because they're the ones that are the example and
right.
Talk about, like you guys were saying, like talk about consent and talk about being ready and talk about protection.
Well,
and talk about pleasure, I would think.
Your parents aren't always your example, though, like, as we've all, you know.
Oh, no, I mean, sorry, what I meant by that is, like.
If it, your
like,
mom's a whore, you're going to be a whore.
No, I meant I meant when it's a child having a conversation with their parent.
Right.
What I meant was the parent is the adult in that conversation, so it's, like, the onus is kind of on them to start the conversation and, like.
Yeah.
I think they should be the one initiating it because they're the grown-up. That's what I meant. Not that they're, like, your sexual example.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, then. I think that takes care of that. But really, you want them to start racking up all the numbers as early as possible, right, Shandy?
Obvi.
Right.
Fantastic.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear God. All right. So on that note, I don't know how this podcast can get any better. We started somewhat tame and we ended really, really rowdy. We were randy, guys. I don't know how much of the randiness is going to be kept in or not. We'll see.
Listen for bloopers.
Listen for bloopers. My favorite thing to do. Hopefully I can get this episode to a reasonable length. We'll see what happens. But
not like the picture you sent us.
God, no. If you have a 12-inch penis, let us know how you use it, because I would love to know. Like, because even when you're, like, jerking it off, like, that's a lot to cover. Like, do you have to use two hands at all times?
How are your arm muscles? Because that's a workout.
Do you go through a lot more lube than usual because it's longer? Like, that extra, like, 4 to 5 inches on average, like...
I would imagine so.
Like, do you spit? I heard you can use olive oil for that shit, too. Well, that's what I've heard. No, I've never tried that. I read that in Cosmo once. that's true. So, excellent times. Nick, never send me pictures of anything ever again. Tim, I hope you get an AJ tonight. Boston, cook us something good. Good times. But anyway, all right, thanks guys for another great fun sexy time show.
Yay, sexy time.
Woo! Next week, martinis and Fritos.
Yeah, I think martinis next time is a definite.
Okay, definite and all answer. Of the salt, I'm gonna have to be rolled out of my house the next morning. Can't wait. No, but seriously, martinis next week. We'll do that. And Shandy, you can do champagne or something.
Yep.
Shandy pants. Yep. All right. I love you all. And I will see you on the flip side of LA.
Yeah. Have fun. Yay. Have fun in my time zone.
That's right. Yeah. I can text you and it'll be an actual time, which will be weird.
Just don't.
Yeah.
I just probably still won't answer if it's like after, you know, 10:30.
So we'll be asleep.
Fair enough. All right. Well, on that note, guys, everybody have a great weekend. Amanda, I'm sure you've got 4 weddings this weekend, and I hope you have fun at all of them.
One. Just I have one. Oh, I have one too.
Oh.
Yay. Oh, so we'll have so much to talk about next week.
Yeah.
All right. So on that note, everybody, thank you for listening. Oh, thank you to some of our patrons, Brad, Tech, and Eckhart. You guys are the bomb diggities, yo. If you guys have fun, sexy time stories, let us know. You could write in thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or you could call 331-BROADS3. Look at the numbers on your keypad and figure out what that is. It's like 2376 or something like that. 2373. I'm not really sure. So do that. Anyways, guys, I'm ending this show. I got my second wind on way more energy than I started. Okay, bye. Peace out.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right, good night, ladies. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a good stretch. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Amanda. What'd you say?
No, nothing. Sorry. Words.
I'm a mess, guys. I'm a mess.
Even the movie Pretty Woman. God.
We are intentionally choosing. Oh my God, Jenny, your cat.
What? Oh, good Lord. She's okay, 1 second. She's totally going to just knock that right over.
Yep. You might want to address that.
Throwback to earlier when you guys didn't raise your hand about being catty.
Okay, touche.
You guys go, and then, you know, we'll fuck this bitch. Wait, what?